Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I wrote this Cross Encounters from Wittenberg earlier in the month. Where else do Lutherans go to meet? Well, it was economical when you consider that the participants came from Canada, Finland, Ghana, Paraguay, the Philippines, the United Kingdom, and the United States. And it's historical too. Though on this occasion, when I went for a brief walk between the business sessions, I found the St. Mary's Church locked and the town basically empty. Nevertheless, the strategy board meeting of the International Lutheran Council happened about how best to work in the future, facilitating and supporting Lutheran churches around the world. It was a clarifying, productive meeting covering a range of issues churches face in the world. These days, most of the ILC board meetings and my European regional meetings are online. Since COVID-19, there is much more done online, and overall, if the participants know each other, I think that is a good arrangement and it saves time and money. But some meetings should be in person, in the same room, for various reasons. For example, if the participants don't know each other well, or if the tasks in the meeting involve considerable group work. It's the same with online worship or watching a recorded worship service. Yes, people can hear God's word and engage with it, and there can be some interaction, but largely these encounters are more observances. Yes, better than nothing, but nothing beats being together, singing together, communing together, engaging with the word together, being blessed together. Particularly as our understanding of worship is not what we do for God, but what God does for us in that time and space together. In Christianity, nothing beats the in-person encounter with God, and that takes us to the incarnation. The incarnation, God among us in the person of Jesus, is a profound mystery and a profound truth. It is beyond our understanding of physics, biology, psychology, how the finite can contain the infinite, how baby Jesus in the manger can be truly human and truly divine. In the book The Last Battle, in C.S. Lewis's The Narnia Chronicles, Queen Lucy mentions, "In our world too, a stable once had something inside it that was bigger than our whole world." Things get even weirder when Jesus is being baptized by John the Baptist and looks like all the other sinners repenting of their sins, and yet a voice from heaven says, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Now God and sin are somehow linked in Jesus. Christians see this mystery played out on a cross. But death doesn't have the last word, for Jesus' tomb is empty, and those who follow Jesus, trust him, believe him, do so grounded in the truth, through faith, and maybe occasionally through the senses, that Jesus is still in person with them, this time through words, water, bread and wine. We live in our bodies, and Jesus still mysteriously comes to us physically, personally, person to person, to give us life with him. He doesn't dominate us, control us, erase our individuality, but calls us to follow him and grow in a relationship with him, yes, involving all aspects of who we are, physically, emotionally, intellectually, psychologically, spiritually, person to person. That is why Christian baptism is so precious and treasured by Christians, because that is the time when Jesus physically met us and gave us his life, so that we might live with forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life assured. With the future secure, we can concentrate on living today, now, one day at a time, and the incarnation assures us that God is not remote, and we are not living alone, by ourselves. With Jesus with us, we live in person with him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you proclaimed Jesus as your dear Son at his baptism and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. May all who are baptized into Christ, and now to his death and resurrection, remain faithful in their calling to be your children and inherit eternal life with him. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.